This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says he expects to award contracts soon to add several large jet-powered air tankers to the nation's fleet of firefighting planes. Amy Richards reports.
Contracts for a new generation of air tankers were on track to be awarded last year. Protests filed by companies that didn't win contracts have drawn out that process. Tidwell said Friday he expects the Forest Service will award the contracts in about 2 months. The addition of as many as 7 large jet-powered air tankers would significantly boost the Forest Service's firefighting capability. Right now, the nation's fleet of large air tankers numbers about 11 planes. 9 of those planes are more than 50 years old. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Amy Richard.
February is Heart Month, and the Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, a service of Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, wants to help you get heart healthy. The Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute provides complete care from prevention to diagnosis and from treatment to rehabilitation. For more information about the Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, visit CheyenneRegional.org. Again, that's CheyenneRegional.org. The Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, a service of Cheyenne Regional Medical Center.
Commercial red meat production in Wyoming during January totaled 600,000 pounds. Joy Greenwald has details.
Commercial red meat production in Wyoming during January of 2013 totaled 600,000 pounds, 200,000 pounds greater than last month, according to the Wyoming Field Office of USDA NASS. Commercial red meat production includes total beef, veal, pork, lamb, and mutton, but excludes animals slaughtered on a farm. 800 cattle were slaughtered in Wyoming during January, down 100 head from last year. A total of 300 commercial hogs were processed, same as last year. And a total of 100 sheep and lambs were slaughtered in January 2013, same as last year. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Joy Greenwald.
Wyoming Radio News.